I'm Ryan Milton, and welcome back to First Call Out. This is a show I do every single Wednesday just for all you comparers out there, teaching you, no matter what level you are at, how to get yourself into that first call out. Today, we're going to talk about the hardest part of any contest prep, and guess what? It's not the cardio, it's not the diet, it's not even the training. We're going to dive in to what is the thing that gets at everybody, and how you can combat it, how you can fight it, and how you can overcome it. I ask you one favor, though, all right? If you get anything out of my show, any point in time, you like it, you think it's good, it's beneficial, you learn something, please share it. Please make sure you subscribe to the channel, give me a thumbs up, and let me know what you think. Let me know what topics you want to see. I do these shows just for you. And First Call Out is only one of five awesome shows I'm doing all week, telling you how to take control, empower, and get where you want to be with your health and fitness goals and your goals in life in general. All right, let's dive right on in then. Today we're talking about the hardest part of prep, and it's not the ones you think, right? The first thing you think all automatically is, oh, it's got to be doing that nutrition. It's got to be staying on track with that diet, making sure you're hitting your macros, you're getting your meal timing right, you get your water intake right. All those things are so hard. Oh, that's got to be what Coach Raz is going to talk about, right? Or maybe it's the training. Maybe it's all the cardio you got to do. Maybe you need to do some fasted cardio. Your coach is sick in the head and gives you two-a-days of cardio with some weight training. Maybe it's the grueling, heavy, hard lifts you got to do and all the accessory work and all the additional little isolation things to get that perfect contest physique. Well, guess what? It's actually not. I will always and forever say the hardest part of any contest prep, the hardest part of being a competitor, and the most beneficial part also of being a competitor is the mental side of competing. The mental battles that you are going to have to go through as a competitor are going to beat the living shit out of you. They will beat the shit out of you every single day. Because literally, all you watching this, it doesn't matter what division you decide to do, you know, if you're doing bikini, classic physique, wellness, men's physique, bodybuilding, any of these things, you could be doing any division. And you're doing one thing. As soon as you decide to go into the sport of bodybuilding, which covers all divisions in bodybuilding, women's and men's, you have now decided that every single day you're gonna wake up and look at yourself subjectively. You're gonna wake up every single day and figure out what your flaws are and figure out how to improve them. So literally every single day, you are reflecting on what you don't like about yourself. And what comes with this is the ability to change it. And that's why you are a bodybuilder. That's why you are a competitor, right? You wake up to attain an ideal for a judging panel that literally, you know, it's subjective. The judging is subjective to who shows up that day. Obviously, there's criteria. Obviously, there's certain things you gotta do for each division. But at the end of the day, there's no guarantees, right? You could slam dunk the ball in this sport of bodybuilding and still not get the points for it because of who else showed up, how you presented, how you went out, what you did, what looked different, everything, right? You could do the diet 1,000%, the training 1,000%, and every other part, the posing, all that, everything you could do, and you still might not get yourself in that first call out. And that's what happens in the sport of bodybuilding. It's a very, very mental sport. It will beat you to your knees. And then you're gonna have to get up every single day, right? So as you are doing this sport, the hardest part of a contest prep is the mental part. It's the battle. It's the fight within yourself every single day that you're sitting there, you're looking at yourself in the mirror, you're doing your posing, you're practicing this, you're looking at that. Some days, guess what? Some days you wake up, you feel great. You feel like you're on point. You feel like where you need to be. And you feel good. And then guess what? Less than 24 hours later, when you wake up, you feel like shit. You feel like you're too fat. You feel like you don't have enough muscle. You feel like your posing's not good enough. You feel like you're not gonna be ready. You feel like you're not in time. And guess what? Coach Rye's here to tell you the truth, fam. I'm here to tell you the truth about being a bodybuilder. You will never feel great with where you are at. Because guess what? In the sport of bodybuilding, no matter what, this literal sport is the only one that goes for a lifetime, right? You can take the principles of bodybuilding and not even compete and still do it your entire life. Training hard, lifting weights, eating good, eating specific macros, meals, whatever, for your health, for your aesthetics. Those are things you can carry your whole life, right? You can't play in the NFL for your whole life. You can't play in the NBA for your whole life. All these other sports have seasons, and even when you're a bodybuilder, you don't really have have an off-season, right? Even your off-season is actually an improvement season where you're sitting down to now make improvements to come back and do it again. It's a 365 sport, and it can actually go for your entire life. And so with that, you got to understand that this is not like a normal sport. This is a constant development of your aesthetic, your physical being, as well as your mental side of everything. And it makes you a better person in every regard. I've always said this, because having to battle with yourself every day, having to look at yourself subjectively every day, having to deal with just the fact that you're gonna wake up every day and try to figure out how to get better, and you actually have to do it because you made a deadline, you made a goal to get to the stage, you made a dedication to basically get pretty much naked in front of an audience full of people and your Instagram followers and everyone else. Well, guess what? You're gonna do the work. And guess what? You're gonna have to deal with the shit that comes with that. And the mental side of competing is far, far harder. Far, far, way more hard than doing the damn cardio, doing the meals, doing the training. That's the easy shit. The easy shit is doing the plans. The hard stuff is the mental stuff. The stuff that goes on inside of you that you can't even get help with, right? You like can't go complain to someone. You can't go ask someone for help. You can, but that's gonna be short-lived. That's gonna be 5 minutes of satisfaction, feel-good bullshit, and fake compliments. In reality, what has to happen is that you gotta fight within yourself. You gotta beat down that negative being, the naysaying minds in you that says, hey, you're not gonna do it, you're not good enough, you won't win, you're not gonna make it, what you're doing isn't working. You gotta do that every single day. And I always say this, I always say that, you know what, not everybody is meant for bodybuilding, not everybody can do this, not everybody can compete, because a lot of people can't get over the mental side of the sport. A lot of people can't show up to a competition and with perfect intention to win first place. They've done the plan great. They've done the cardio right. They did the nutrition right. And they can't understand that not every time that you do these things right, you're guaranteed to fucking win. A lot of times, if you have been competing for a long time, all you pros out there, anybody that's gone far in this sport, anybody that's ever won or gotten overall or done anything good, you know that even fucking a show a week apart, you can land in the last call out and then in the first. You know how many competitors I work with that go through that same cycle all the time? You know how many competitors around the world? All of them do this. All of them do it. But there's some people that will go to a show, think that they're hot shit, think they're gonna win, think they're gonna have it all down, not get the placing they deserve, and they're gonna throw a fit. They're gonna throw a tantrum. They're gonna have a problem, and they might not even compete anymore. And guess what? The sport is not for you then. Because this sport is not about getting these damn trophies. It's about becoming a better person. It's about focusing on your body and taking care of that. And then also focusing on your mind and taking care of that. And the hardest part of prep all the time is gonna be the mental side. Guess what the hardest part of improvement season is too? What I call, what everybody else calls off season, I call improvement season. Guess what the hardest part of your improvement season always is? I tell you what, I coach thousands of competitors at this point in my career. I know that no matter what, even in improvement season, the mental side of it is the hardest part. Having to gain the weight, having to put on more body fat, having to look different than you did, having to go from your super awesome lean physique at your show that you love to now understanding that, hey, you gotta make improvements, and that means you gotta build muscle, that means the calories gotta come up, it means body fat's coming up with you. You know what else that means? Shape changes, clothes fit different, things are different, and competitors hate it. Men and women both hate it. Men and women both deal with the mental effects of that. And that can either make or break you, right? If you wake up every day and you understand that mentally, this is gonna be the hardest journey you've ever gone on. The hardest thing you've ever embarked on is doing a contest prep. The hardest thing you could possibly do is force yourself to wake up every single day and look at yourself subjectively, and then understand at the end of the day, guess what, you're in a sport where even if you slam dunk the ball, even if you throw that touchdown, even if you get in the fucking line, you're not always gonna be guaranteed to win, because it all depends on who's there, what judges are seeing, how everything's working, how you present. You know how much you're posing? Just a fraction of a twist can change your entire presentation. With that, we have so many variables, we have so many things, and you can work so hard. You can do so much, and at the end of the day, here's the truth. It doesn't matter who you are, what you did, where you're at, how many shows, if you haven't done one, if you've done 25, if you're an IFBB pro, I'll tell you what happens to all of you. All of you deal with the constant mental battle that is a contest prep. The constant worry, the constant second guessing, the constant I'm not here, I'm not there, I'm not gonna be ready, I should be better. Guess what? This is bodybuilding. And when you're a bodybuilder, when you are a bikini competitor, when you are in wellness, figure, women's physique, men's physique, classic physique, all this, when you're in any division, period, and you've chose to compete, you're not a dabbler, you're not gonna show up at one show and just take what you get and go home because and say you did it. You're somebody that's invested, you're somebody that wants to go as far as you can, you wanna take it to the next level, you wanna continue to compete, continue to do better, continue to pursue more. Guess what I'm gonna tell you then? This is a lifelong sport for you. And you gotta understand that it's an up and it's a down and it's an up and it's a down and there's never any guarantees. There's never any guarantees in this sport. And how you combat the mental side of it is you also understand as you train the body, you gotta train the mind. The amount of people that I've worked with over the years that I recommend basic mindset things to, basic, hey, you know what? Start reading more. Hey, start journaling. Write your goals down every single day so that you can keep this vision in mind. You know what? Maybe you need to take 30 minutes a day and do some meditation because I'm noticing a lot of franticness in your messages and the way you talk and the things you're worried about. Your mind is not in harmony with your body, and that is what bodybuilding is. Bodybuilding is a lifestyle. It is something that can propel you to levels you never thought possible for you, both physically and mentally. It is the greatest personal development sport, and if you're going to do that, guess what you got to do? You got to work on the personal development side of everything else. And with this, you're gonna have to figure out a formula that's gonna work for the long term. If you're not a dabbler, and like I said, this sport's not for everyone. If you came here and you couldn't deal with the mental struggle, if you couldn't deal with stepping on the scale every week and noticing different weigh-ins, if you couldn't deal with going to a show thinking you were gonna win and getting last fucking place, if you can't deal with these things, then this sport is not meant for you. And if you actually can, instead, if you're one of those people that can see this as a lifestyle, see this as, hey, you know what, it's not about the trophy, it's not always about that. Of course you want to win. Of course you want to do your best. But you know what? Dare I say, getting the last place is better for you than winning the fucking show. Because if you get the last place, guess what's going to happen? You're going to see that. You're going to say, wow, I'm fucking humbled. Wow, I thought I did my best. Wow, I thought I did all my nutrition, my training, my macros, my posing right. And then guess what? Upon review, you probably realize that you fucking half-assed it. You probably realize, yeah, I could have done more. Yeah, I could have done better. I could have got my water more. I could have practiced my posing better. I could have slept better. I could have trained hard. I could have done my nutrition right. I could have done all these things better. And guess what you do then? You take the fucking fuel of the fire, because you're not in this for the short term. You're in this for the long term. To be a competitor, to stand in the lifestyle of bodybuilding. And you say, you know what? Now I'm going to figure out how to do it even better. Now I'm going to take the feedback from my coach. Now I'm going to take the shit my coach is telling me. Now I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. And I'm going to figure out how to do it better. And every day I'm going to look in the mirror and say, how the fuck could I do it better? How could I go further? What could I do to improve upon today, even though today felt fucking perfect? And if you can do that, if you can actually envision this and you can actually do that, you can understand that the mental side of your prep is going to be the hardest part. The struggle, the little voice in the back of your head telling you it's not good enough, you're not ready, and you're not going to get there in time. Well, guess what? That's fucking bodybuilding. And it's there for everyone, beginner, pro, everybody else. And the people that win, the people that go to the top, the people you look up to, the people you idolize, guess what they did? They ignored the motherfucker in the back of their head and they went forward instead. And that's what you have to do. That's what you're going to be required to do. Dare I say, every day that you decide to embark upon this journey, you're going to have negative self-talk. You're going to have the voice inside of your head. You're going to have the thing in the back of your mind that's going to tell you you won't make it. You're not going to be good enough. You should be better. You should do more. Great. Guess what? You always fucking can. It doesn't matter if you get first, you get last. Guess what you gotta do when the show is over? Guess what you gotta do when the contest is over? Figure out how to do more. Figure out how to get better. Figure out how to advance further. Figure out how to get the better physique. Because guess what? Even if you go to the fucking top, if you go all the way to the top, you win the motherfucking Olympia, right? You're up there. You're at the top. You're the Mr. or Mrs. Olympia. Well, now you gotta go from that fucking win, being at the top, the pinnacle, the wolf on top of the mountain, and figure out how to make sure the ones that are coming up, that are hungry, they got that shit, they got that motivation, they got that drive, they got that pull towards that title you have, you're gonna have to figure out how you're gonna beat them. And guess what that means? You gotta go home, you gotta look in the mirror, you gotta be subjective, you gotta say, what can I do better? Where can I do more? I thought I did this perfect, I fucking won the Olympia, but what can I do to be better? Because it's only gonna get harder. And that is bodybuilding. Constant physical improvement, constant mental improvement, and the constant change within yourself to understand that every version of yourself, the person you were yesterday, you can still fucking be better. And if you continue along this path, you continue continue along this journey. You can get to the best point in your life that you never even thought could be possible for you, and then figure out you can still make it better. And that is the hardest part of prep, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not even giving you a fucking commercial break or anything in this because I want you to understand this. I want you to know this. I want you to feel this within your mind because it is not only about doing the damn training. It's not about the cardio. It's not about the posing. It's about the mental part. And this is the part so many of you ignore. Make sure that you focus on the mind as much as the body. Dare I say more? Because your body can't do shit without the brain. Good luck doing a squat, a barbell core, a fucking hip thrust if your brain's outside your body. Your whole body won't work. Whatever makes this do this, your brain makes your arm do that, push it, pulls everything. It all starts here. And so does your intention, so does your capability, so does your goal forward, so does everything you can ever become. Focus on your mind more than the body, and you will get the best body every single fucking time. Thank you for watching First Call Out. I'm Ryan Milton from Team Flex. Please make sure you share, please make sure you subscribe, and I'll be back tomorrow for Fitness Fire. Coach Rye is out.